Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner. The Norwalk girls basketball team won a thriller in Tuesday's 4A state quarterfinals at Wells Fargo Arena, beating Central DeWitt on Pearl Brown's last-second putback. I caught up with four of the Warriors' standouts after the game. Continuing coverage of Norwalk girls basketball at the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena today, a thrilling state quarterfinal win over Central DeWitt, 56-54. I'm talking with a few of the players right now who are...
Bailey Birmingham,
Pearl Brown,
Braylon Birmingham,
Ava Carlson.
And the game was tied, you were ahead, down the stretch so many times. Lauren Walker hits a big three-pointer for them to tie the game up late. Take me through those last 10 seconds. Braylon, you bring the ball down the floor, miss the shot, Pearl's there for the putback at the buzzer. Just kind of take me through, each one of you, what you saw.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw Lauren make that shot, I was like, oh, we might have an overtime game here. But I thought maybe something would happen, and that sure is what happened. So I'm just so proud of Brown for going in strong. I mean, Pearl being there, that was awesome. And first 2 points of the game is pretty big, yep. Important.
We'll go to you next, Braylon, on that play.
Well, I was the one that gave up that three-pointer, so I was a little bit down because I knew that she's a great three-point shooter. She's a great overall player. So I was a little down, but my teammates picked me up, and I just knew that my coaches were telling me to get downhill, and that's what I tried to do, and I shot it, and unfortunately I missed it, but Pearl was right at the perfect spot for the rebound, so I was just so thankful for her and just the team, the fight. It was just an amazing win.
And Pearl, you battled foul trouble in the first half.
Yeah.
I know you were frustrated on the bench for part of that. Hadn't scored the whole night.
Yeah.
Just take me through those last seconds and that shot.
I mean, it was amazing. Lauren's a great player, so she would clutch up for her team no matter what. But we always have the motto of next play mentality. So for BB to drive downhill as hard as she can, we always say that shoot with force, we can get a rebound and a putback. And I'm always crashing. Ava is to everyone on our team for crash at all times. So I crash and just knew I should do it for my team, got the rebound, and just put it right back up. We do this all the time during practice, so... just like in practice.
Did you go left hand or right hand?
Left hand, I think, yeah.
Left side for sure.
Yeah, left side, yeah.
Daly Mikens
for sure. Tony Birmingham, shout out.
Was it just kind of going in slow motion for you when you see the ball come off the rim and you're kind of wide open there?
Honestly, I don't even remember it, to be honest.
I didn't think you were going to
get it off. Yeah, I just jumped up in the air, grabbed it, and just put it right back up. Yeah, I honestly don't even remember. It's just a surreal moment. We all just embraced each other afterwards. It was just amazing.
And we saw from press row there, you were in tears after the game.
Yeah, I was. Like, all of our teammates just embracing, and we all just like love each other so much. We're such good friends together. All of our team bondings and everything, we're such a tight-knit group, so it's just amazing just to share this experience with each other.
And Ava, you had a unique perspective of the final play. You were on the seat of your pants.
Yes, I wish like my eyes like had like a freaking camera, sorry, had like a camera shot, like, you know what I mean? And just like watching Pearl like go up with that shot, I knew she was gonna make it. And what I kind of like thought of, like, I know BB or Braylon mentioned this, but she said that that everyone was kind of like watching the shot go up instead of like keep playing, like they were like, oh, this determines it. But Pearl was like one of the only ones who was like, this is still like a game. She saw the time and then she went up. So yeah, just knowing that and how Pearl did that was just so cool.
And Ava, you had 16 rebounds today. I don't know if that's a career high. 9 offensive and against a 6-footer down there. Tell me about how hard you were working inside.
I mean, Coach Sigurds always tells me to accept roles and stuff. He tells our whole team it. And I know my big role is rebounding. And going in tonight, I knew I was going to...
You're so good at it.
And I knew going in tonight that I was just going to just rebound and do what I do best. And that's what I did, and I didn't want to give them another chance. So, yeah.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls basketball players Bailey Birmingham, Pearl Brown, Braylon Birmingham, and Ava Carlson after their state tournament quarterfinal win today. You're up 14 points in the first half there. How good were you feeling at that point? But I'm sure you also knew at the same time they were going to make a run.
Yeah, it definitely felt good to have a little bit of lead, and obviously it was good at the end that we had that lead. But I think that just shows what can happen here at the state tournament, and just shows too our team's heart. I mean, they went on a run just like we went on runs, and we never gave up.
Yeah, going on that run definitely gave us a lot of confidence, but we knew they were a good team and that they will fight back. This is a quarterfinal at state. Anybody's going to fight their hardest to try to win that game, so we knew they were going to come back with fire and intensity. But yeah, from I did got in a little bit of foul trouble, but all my teammates were there and everything. It was just great. Everyone did their roles. It was just awesome.
Yeah, going into halftime, we had built a little bit of a lead, but we knew that they were gonna come back. They were gonna fight because it's a state game. Everyone fights till the end, and that's exactly what they did. They built up a pretty good run, but we just tried to instill next play mentality in our team, and we just embraced each other and won together.
Yeah, pretty much just building off what everyone said there, but we knew they weren't gonna stop, and they were just gonna keep giving our best. And even coming in yesterday, we saw teams come back from being down 20 and being a close game. We just know like no one's gonna give up. Like we're in a quarterfinal, like Pearl said. But so just knowing that, and yeah.
How much did you guys have nerves early in the game, and how long did it take to shake those off?
I had a little bit of nerves. Definitely nervous. I think it just took the warm-ups, and that's what I was just trying to tell myself. Just use the warm-up as a place to get out my nerves, and I think that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, more excited than nervous for sure. Obviously, it's nerve-wracking because you want to win this game so badly, but super excited to do it with my teammates, do it for my coaches, community, and everyone. And yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah, all day I was just a little bit anxious. I just wanted the game to start and just to get going. But I knew, I just tried to instill in myself that it's just another basketball game. Same height of the basket, same length of the floor, and it's the same as our gym in the end pack. And I think we all did a great job of that our first game.
Yeah, I was super nervous yesterday, but coming in yesterday, it calms a lot of nerves too, just knowing the area and their environment. But today, when I was going out, I definitely was very nervous. But I let those nerves, it's good to have nerves because it shows you care and stuff. And I wanted this team to go far, so yeah.
So it's about 20 minutes after the game now. You've moved on to the next round. What are the emotions like right now? Is it relief? Is it just exuberance? Is it a whole bunch of things at once?
I still haven't even settled down. I mean, I just keep replaying the moment in my head and just get so excited. I mean, there's definitely a little bit of relief knowing that we're moving on to the next round, but we still have a big game ahead of us. We only have one day prepared, and we're going to face a good Xavier team with a really good player, so we're enjoying this one today, and then tomorrow we're definitely going to get back to work. But I don't know how long it'll take for me to settle down because I'm really excited.
Honestly, I can't even believe what just happened, to be honest. But I'm still just in shock, super excited and everything. But job's not finished for sure. Maybe a little bit relief, but still want to win the championship. So, I mean, job's not finished. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was telling Pearl that I kind of felt like one of those movies. There was so much crowd and just that buzzer beater. There were two buzzer beaters that Bailey and Pearl hit. So it was kind of felt like a movie. But so, yeah, we're definitely going to be excited for the day. But the job is definitely not finished, and we're going to go back to work tomorrow. And like Bailey said, we're going to play a good Xavier team because they upset number one, Bishop Helan. So anything can happen in this tournament, but we're just going to go in there, respect them, and we're going to get the job done.
Yeah, I don't even know, like, what my mind is thinking right now. I'm just, like, overwhelmed by so much, like, by so many things, and I don't know how to describe it, but it's so surreal, and I've always wanted to be here, and yeah, and just seeing my team so happy also just lights me up, too, so yeah, it's just so exciting.
That's Norwalk girls basketball players Bailey Birmingham, Pearl Brown, Braylon Birmingham, and Ava Carlson. You're 33.3% of the way to the pink shirts.
Yes!
You got more work to do. Thanks for your time. Congratulations. See you on Thursday.
See you Thursday.
See you. Thank you.